We find that when Hashem commanded that Yidden donate towards the construction of the Mishkan, He did not require contributions from everyone, only from Kol Ashid Venu Liboy, those whose hearts moved them. However, when it came to Kabanis Sibir, every person was obligated to give a half shekel, even the poorest person. And the question is, why didn't the Torah assume that the same Nedive Halev would contribute the entire amount for the Kabanis just as they did to the Mishkan? So back in the 1930s, the situation in Lithuania was extremely dire. Yeshivas were struggling with severe financial hardship and food shortages. In response, several Rabbanim gathered to organize a central fundraising effort to support all the yeshivas. A delegation of leading Gedolim traveled to Warsaw for a meeting, and they were accompanied by Jewish news reporters who had publicized the financial crisis and raise awareness. The Lutzker Rav, Reb Zalman Sirotskin, got up and spoke about the importance of this cause. After he finished speaking, one of the reporters stood up and asked him a question. He asked, why was it necessary for the Lublin Rav, Reb Meir Shapiro, to raise funds for such a magnificent building for his yeshiva? Wouldn't it have been better to use that money to support other yeshivas that were struggling for basic necessities like food? Of course, the intent behind the question was to undermine the significance of the collection and discourage people from donating. Reb Zalman Sirotskin answered them with a profound insight. He said, we find this concept by the Mishkan. The Torah understands human nature. Donors are often eager and enthusiastic to contribute towards the construction of the Mishkan, but they're not as willing to support its ultimate purpose, the Kabanis. Even though logic dictates that the Kabanis Sibur are more precious to Hashem than the building itself. They're even Doich HaShabbos, while the construction of the Beis HaMikdash is not Doich HaShabbos. But people still prefer the gift towards the physical structure. So when the Mishkan was built, donations of gold and silver poured in so quickly that Moshe Rabbeinu had to announce, Marbe Ma'am Lahavi, Daiva Hoyser. People were bringing too much, and they had to stop collections. However, Hashem knew that this generosity applied only to the construction. When it came to funding the Karbanos, people will not give as freely. Therefore, the Torah made it an obligation, ensuring that there will always be enough money in the coffers for Kabanis. And thousands of years later, nothing has changed. People are quick to donate a building to yeshiva or to an organization and plaster their name on it, but are hesitant to support the yeshiva or its rabbeim after it's in operation. Because there's no recognition when you pay the electric bill. You don't get a plaque by the dinner when you cover the payroll of the staff. But you get lots of recognition, you get a lot of accolades when you donate a building. But the real schus is to be mefarnes de loim de Torah, to support those who dedicate their lives to Torah learning. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.